I will ask you to stand as you are able in reverence for God's holy word. If it is difficult to stand, please just put your hand over your heart. And the 126th Psalm, the Psalm of David, a song of joy, the word of the most holy God says this. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who in a dream. When our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy, then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortune, O Lord, like the watercourse in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy, and those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. And in the Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Well, Merry Christmas. Who's got all their shopping done? Oh, wow. Some of y'all in a bad way. Who's gotten all their parties over with? Ooh. So, some of you still have shopping to do, and some of you still have food to prepare. Who's got a bunch of people coming to their house, or you have to provide food in some way? Let me see him. All right. I saw a couple of husbands looking over like, aren't we going to eat? I saw it, Walt. You know, we get caught up in a lot of busyness this time of year, don't we? And there's a lot of fun, and, you know, I've been shopping for a really long time, but I went out yesterday just to, you know, kind of laugh at the poor idiots that aren't done yet. And I went out, and, of course, I had a big smile on my face because the pressure's off of me. I'm done. It's all good. All my parties are over. All the preparation is done. I was going to have to fix a big dinner for my family, but since I ended up having to go to Florida, they're not coming. I'm sorry. They're not going to be able to make it. And as I looked around yesterday, there was still, you know, quite a bit of smiling going on. There was some grumbling in the lines. I went to Kohl's. The line went all the way to the back of the store to check out. And the man in front of me said, I don't want it that bad. Ain't nothing here I want bad enough to stand in this line for. Let's just give them money. To which the wife responded, you just don't understand. It moves quickly. You know, she kept that positive attitude. But, you know, as the strain, and there is a strain to the holidays, let's be honest, as that strain kind of builds up sometimes, we lose that joy. The joy that Christmas brings. Not just the joy of seeing the children sing, although that is an amazing joy, isn't it? Not just the joy of getting together with people that you haven't gotten to see in a while and being together and fellowship and fun and all that food that you only get once a year and give yourself permission to go ahead and eat. I did that, by the way, on Friday night. I went to Outback, and I haven't been there in years. But I went to Outback with a group of friends of mine and gave myself permission to eat anything I wanted. Yes! It was so great. And I just didn't worry about it. I let the joy of that moment come through. Because it's a season of joy. Good news. Great joy. Good news. Great joy. But let's face it. Not everybody feels it. I'd say almost everybody in this room at some point has had a Christmas, and maybe it's this Christmas, where you just don't feel the joy. That ever happened to anybody besides me? It's happened to me. It's happened to me. You know, you just... There's been a death in your family. You've lost someone. There is worry, financial worry, relationship worries. There's all these things that can happen. And the whole world seems so happy, and it's just like everybody's got it but me. And somehow that just makes you feel twice as miserable. Now, I have heard it preached that if you don't have this joy that we're talking about, then there's something wrong with your faith. Let me tell you right now the theological term for that statement. Amen. It doesn't have anything to do with your faith. There are just some seasons, folks, where we go through a time of mourning. And it does seem to exacerbate the fact that, you know, other people are going through times of joy. But that happens all the time. It doesn't have anything to do with your faith. So, number one, if you're not feeling all that happy, you have my permission. Because, folks, it doesn't have anything to do with your faith. So don't add guilt to your list of negative feelings, all right? But I'm here today with good news of great joy, and that is, even if you ain't feeling it right now, joy is coming. Joy is coming. And it will come when you least expect it sometimes. There was a group of guys sitting up on a hill taking care of some sheep. Didn't have a clue what was about to happen. Didn't know at all about the joy that was in the world. But we know about that joy, don't we? We know about that joy, and we have got many good news things to be joyful about. And it's all in that one verse. Let's read it again. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. The Messiah, the Lord. Savior. Do you ever stop and think about the three things that Jesus is announced as? This little tiny baby. This little tiny baby is a Savior. A Savior is someone who rescues you, right? Rescued. So Jesus is a rescuer. The rescuer is here. I don't know about you, but that's good news. That is very good news. Because he saves us. And you know, we throw that word saved around a lot. We just kind of throw it around. You know, you ask people if, are you saved? And of course, you know, non-Christians don't know what you're talking about. You say, are you saved? And they go, from what? Because you are saved from something, right? That's the whole point of being rescued. Is there something dangerous, something bad that you need to be rescued from? And Jesus came to rescue us from darkness. from darkness, from the darkness of ignorance, because he brought the truth of God. From the darkness of sin, because folks, we all do it. It is our nature to do it. You do not have to teach children to steal cookies. They come here knowing how to do that. You have to teach them not to. You don't have to teach children to lie. I don't know who broke the lamp. They come here knowing that. You have to teach them to be truthful. When people talk about the innocence of children, they don't have any. They're precious, yes. They're amazing, yes. But we are born with a sin nature, and we need to be rescued from that darkness. We need to be rescued, folks, from ourselves. There have been times when I have been in control. I've been in charge of my life, thank you very much. And I have made my decisions, and I decide what I'm going to do and when I'm going to do it and how I'm going to do it. And let me tell you, folks, I need to be rescued from myself, because many times that did not work out like I planned. We need to be rescued from ourselves. And we need to be rescued from death. I'm not talking about physical death. We're all going to face that. I'm talking about a spiritual kind of death. There are lots of people walking around alive, but they're not alive. You know what I'm talking about? People who, you know, yeah, air's going in now their lungs. Their heart is still beating, but they hadn't been alive in years. Because Jesus didn't just rescue us from darkness. He rescued us. He saved us to light. He saved us to something just as much as he saved us from something. He didn't rescue us from the bad stuff and then just leave us in some little null void place. He rescued us to the light. He rescued us so that instead of being the best that we could work out, he rescued us so that we could be in the image of God, what we were intended to be from the beginning, with love and kindness and generosity and patience and all of those things that we wish we were, but sometimes aren't. He makes it possible for us to be those things. To be what we were created to be. A perfected human being. He saved us to that. But he said he was something else too. He said he's the Lord. You know, when people say that they are saved, and when I'm talking to people and we're talking about Christianity and what that means, there's an awful lot of people who want to, quote, be saved, meaning, i.e., I don't want to go to hell. We have little ones in here. But it's Savior and Lord. It's both or neither, folks. It's both or neither. He is the Lord. He has the authority and the power to back that authority up. I don't know about you, but I think that's good news. That means that he has called me to something, but he's going to empower me to do it. He makes a way to make it so. He has called me to joy, and he has made a way for me to be joyful. He makes a way. He has the authority. He is, what do we call it? The King of Kings. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the highest one. Has the last say. Ladies and gentlemen, I got some good news. We win. We win. We win little victories all the time, and the biggest victory is yet to be, but folks, it's a done deal. We win. Because Jesus is Lord. You know, that was the earliest Christian confession, that Jesus is Lord. The Bible says you can't say that except by the Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God is not at work, you cannot utter those words. That Jesus is Lord. Power. Authority. You want to talk about my daddy can whoop your daddy? My daddy's all powerful. And he loves me best. And we can all say that. You can all say he loves me best. And then he is the Messiah, the liberator, the leader of a cause, the Messiah. That is the one that the Jews had been waiting for and waiting for and waiting for, that was going to liberate them and put them in a place where they could rule. But they didn't recognize that Jesus was that person. But Christians do. We recognize that Jesus is that person. He has liberated us, and he is our leader. He will guide us. We don't have to figure it out on our own. I'm glad about that. That's good news. That's something to be joyful about. Think about this. I want you to think back to the hardest subject that you ever had in school. What was the hardest one, Peggy? Math. What was the hardest one, Joe? Do you remember back that far? Algebra. They had algebra back then? Joe, honey, I owed you. All right, let's see. Let's pick on somebody. Okay, some man speak up. What was the hardest? I know you knew everything, but. What? Analytic geometry. I don't even know what that is. You don't know either anymore. Okay. For chemistry. It was chemistry. I just looked at, you know what was really funny is I thought physics was easy. But there was something about chemistry that just messed with my mind. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if the person who invented math and algebra and chemistry and whatever it was that Joe said, wouldn't it be wonderful if we gave the problems to that person and let them handle it? Yeah? All right, folks, every problem we have in our life, we can give to the leader and he can handle it. You do not have to take my angel out of here. There's nothing better at Christmas than hearing the sound of her singing. It's about to not be pretty. Okay. It's so wonderful that we have someone who has all the answers. And all we got to do is ask. And then listen. And then say, no matter what the answer is, I will obey. You know, sometimes we want the answer, but we want the option of whether we're going to do it or not. You really, when you're looking for the answer, folks, you got to say, no matter what the answer is, Lord, I'll do it. You're much more likely to get the answer. Much faster. He's Savior. He's Lord. He is Messiah, the Anointed One. That's good news. Kendricks Creek, that is good news of great joy. Now, if you all are hunting yourselves in there, oh, shoot, it didn't come out too light in here, isn't it? All right, well, let me tell you that the pout house is up there.